This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Running for everything elected in America, because I guarantee you, if you elect nobody to do everything, nobody won't do anything.
I love it. You can bring up what you want, 603-283-6160, or call in on our Discord, on our Matrix server. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com. That's chat.freetalklive.com and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners there around the clock.
You got to keep up with the deplatforming there, bro.
Yeah, no doubt. In fact, I wanted to talk about platforms to start things out here tonight, where out in Australia, Facebook users are now blocked from posting news content to their Facebook profile. Did you hear about this?
Sounds like a genocide to me.
And but not past the headlines. So I have two theories as to why. One would be that Australia is posting too many true things to the news, like some of the things that they've done specials on pedophiles, for example, in high places, on Jimmy Savile, who...
Wasn't he in the UK?
He was in the UK, but the UK news won't talk about him.
Oh, okay.
But Australia did. And
well, you're off on your prediction.
Or the other thing would be they're trying to charge Facebook for posting.
That's what it is.
Okay.
According to the Washington Post, Facebook on Wednesday blocked people in Australia from posting news stories on its website, a dramatic escalation in the battle over whether tech giants should pay publishers when their stories show up in search results or on social media. Now, Google took the opposite approach. The company struck deals in recent days with Australia's major publishing companies, including Wednesday with Rupert Murdoch's News Corp, to pay for some of their news content. The deal came in exchange for avoiding the most stringent parts of a new law in Australia, walking back its own threat from last month to shut down its search engine in the country. So Google got called on their bluff, apparently. Google had said they were going to close down their search engine if this law went through. The law went through, and Google crumbled, and they went ahead and cut deals with the news corporations.
Wow. I don't know. It would be an interesting way to fund internet content creation if that was done for everybody. For example, base it on a coin and give them a Satoshi every time their results come back for a search.
But you mean it should be to everybody, not just mega corporations?
Yeah, to everybody. That would be really interesting because all of a sudden, you're trying to produce things that people are searching for. Instead of trying to produce that which will make Google and Facebook happy.
Yeah, but the problem here is it's all based on a government mandate.
Yeah, and that's a bad way to engineer it. It would be much better to just, introduce this thing as a, maybe not even a paid thing. Maybe just have it be something where, everybody, every internet user gets so many of these things a day, and The more of them you can collect, I don't know, barter them for an internet service or something.
I don't know. I mean, all of that seems really overcomplicated. The way it used to be is that the search engine, in this case Google, would search your website as a service, honestly. I mean, if you don't want to be listed in search engines, then what are you doing on the internet? These news sites.
Well, you do want to be listed in search engines, but you also want to be compensated for creating content. And
sure.
The problem that the newspapers are in is that they're not they're going out of business.
That's not Google's problem.
No, it's not Google's problem, but it's certainly a problem for those of us who want to read the news, because if the newspapers don't exist, then who's doing the reporting? And the answer is nobody's doing
the reporting.
That's
not true. I mean, nobody, you can report, actually.
I can report.
You want to, from electnobody.com and freekeen.com, where you're also a blogger.
Right.
And one thing we've seen...
But I don't do that professionally, and I don't do it well, because I'm not a journalist. That's not my job.
I don't even think most of these so-called journalists do it particularly well. I mean, they're not in a lot of cases.
I don't think they do either. It would be nice if there would be, if there could be a way that people could get compensated in... based on how many people are actually reading and appreciating the
content. There's a token for that.
Really? What is it?
Well, there's more than one, more than likely, but there's Library Coin, LBC.
Library Coin is one for video. There's also one...
You can publish anything on Library Coin. I think so. I'm not,
basic attention.
Don't quote
token.
Me, but I think it's a file hosting platform. So the thing is, what files do people want to access from the World Wide Web? Videos.
Now, you don't have to pay on Library to watch a video, but you can.
You have to pay to post, though.
But yeah. So,
is that right?
Yeah,
yeah,
you have to have
Library Coin in your wallet to post.
You have to actually have a library account, too.
But that's interesting, because when I signed up for Free Keen and for Free Talk Live, we just used their YouTube ingesting program.
That's a minimum, though. You have to have, like...
A certain number of subscribers or something. Okay.
They probably give you, like, a free account linked to your Google account.
I don't have to pay
for
the library.
Because they get revenue from putting all your videos on their platform.
Yeah. Right. I paid when I started. It wasn't a great deal. I just sent over a few Library Coin from my exchange account, because I hold Library anyway.
Right.
So
I don't recall it being a particularly expensive.
No, it was a couple dollars worth. It wasn't a big deal.
And it's funny. But there's a lot of disputes about revenue from your image on the internet, and I think in a free world we could solve that with like a library, that people have an image and they willingly share it through the library sharing network or whatever it is. Videos is Library Coin. I haven't used it a lot, to be honest. I am a little ignorant on it, but yeah, a lot of people, I think, use it to watch videos. There's also DLive, which is popular.
DLive isn't decentralized, though. It's not a library, on the other hand, is blockchain-based. It is a decentralized file hosting system, and it's pretty impressive. It was actually created by a guy, Jeremy Kaufman. He is a Free State Project early mover, and he's currently on the board of directors on the Free State Project. He actually spoke at the event that you weren't able to attend, but you were going to. I have the video of those. Those are up right now over at the Free Keen Library channel and still on the Free Keen YouTube channel as well. But
now, do you post to Library first and let it drift over to YouTube now, or the other way around?
I don't know if there is a way to do that. I know that there is a link from YouTube to Library, so I'm still posting to YouTube. And then Library is picking those up.
Hmm.
If there's a way to do it the other way around, I'd be interested in learning about that. But to come back to the topic of people getting paid for content, I mean, having a token out there is certainly a great thing. Library is a great concept. You mentioned something else, right? What was the other thing? Nobody.
Basic attention token, which is built into the
Brave browser.
Just washed my lips and I can't do a thing with them. The Brave browser.
Right. And actually, I have used those basic attention tokens. I've received them as a website administrator. So
groovy.
I signed up FreeKeen and Free Talk Live and LRN.FM. I think those three sites, those are sort of my big three. And, I get some piddly amount of BAT every single month because of that. Mm-hmm. Now, my sites are not popular. I mean, by no means are they big sites in any way, shape, or form. A site like New York Times or a site like one of these other Australian news sites that are now being banned from Facebook, these sites get a lot of traffic. And so they ought to be looking into things like what you're talking about, like the BAT token.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, they're looking to the government to solve their problem for them by demanding that they get paid if anybody wants to link to them on the internet. And this is really turning upside down the model of internet content, which forever has been, you want people to find you. You want people to click on you so they can read your content and maybe they'll buy your advertiser's products. Maybe they'll donate to you. But if you don't...
Sadly, on both cases, they almost certainly won't.
603-283-6160. Then I say let the pieces fall where they may, and let's see what rises up. We're coming up. Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless free market non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited if you want to join us here on the radio. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. We'll talk more about what's happening in Australia. And this may be a a problem because it may spread from Australia. And I'm not talking about some new coronavirus variant. I'm talking about government-mandated payments to old media providers, meaning old media news providers. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. With you in the studio, you've got Ian.
Minister L. Stone, Esquire.
And the it that you stick to the man when you stick it to the man.
Let's go to the phones here. We got Steven Zeiler on the line from AnyPay. Hello, Steven.
Hey, guys. Colin again. I'm so excited for everyone who hasn't heard about the most fun event this summer. It's June 28th through July 4th. It's
who hasn't heard about that?
Forkfest.com. Well, there are thousands.
Is there someone that has
listeners.
Not?
There's
heard
always
about
somebody
this.
New. So
lots of people
in.
Out there. Forkfest.com. It's going to be really fun. And now, you've been there before. You've seen the cultural center of Forkfest is the dome.
Mm-hmm.
Where we have the space disco. Last year, lots of people wanted to rent the dome. It's this huge, gorgeous building that we build.
That's
and,
right.
And people rented it. They put on classes. They were putting on activism. And it's now available for everyone to book at forkfest.com/dome.
Ooh. All right, cool. So,
okay.
What does it take?
Truly.
Yeah, so you can rent the dome by the hour.
What does it cost for an hour?
Well, what you get is professional video recording.
Ooh.
You have all of the lighting is set up for you. There's amplification, and it's this huge place. You can have your VIP event. You can have a class. Last year,
how to safely
one vendor made
heroin?
A whole bunch of money.
I don't think that's going to be included, Stone.
You can rent it for at forkfest.com/dome.
Groovy. How much does it cost?
It costs $100 per hour. You can rent it for 30 minutes,
are doctors allowed?
2 hours.
That seems like a pretty reasonable rate, given that you're including sound equipment, you're including lighting. I mean, so basically you just bring your content. And you don't have to worry about the technicals. Is that right?
Yeah, and say you want to throw a concert. There's already one Forkfest attendee who wants to rent it 3 different nights to have 3 different musical events.
Wow.
Nice.
That's amazing.
So I expect it to fill up relatively quickly, and once it starts filling up, we might have to raise the prices.
Okay. Any objection to strippers?
You can do anything you want that's legal. And or lawful and ethical.
Okay, great.
There is a difference
and
between
clean up
legal
after
and lawful. Any man lawful can make a law, but legal is what's in your heart.
No, that's the opposite. The law is a natural thing that exists outside of yourself.
Natural law. So that's legal for the individual that has a true heart.
Yeah. Right. Well.
As opposed to statutory
ethical.
Law.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And,
have you studied the law much, nobody?
I
know you were the victim.
Okay, guys, sorry. You got to be careful, Stone. We got a guest on the line. You don't want to talk over him.
Go ahead, Stephen.
You just go and click the time you want to register, choose how long you want it, and pay right there, and it's done. And then we'll work with you to make your experience really great.
That's cool. And that's forkfest.com/dome?
That's right.
All right. Excellent.
And for everyone else there, of course, you can go to forkfest.com to add your business to the map so you can compete to win the most bitcoins from the other attendees.
I love it. Steven, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, I'm fascinated to hear about this forced payments to media companies in Australia.
Yep.
I mean, they're already forced to pay for all kinds of things. You know, it's a socialist country, so everyone has to pay for all kinds of stuff they don't want. It's kind of like Porkfest, where you got to buy a ticket that pays for all kinds of stuff that you don't care about.
Yeah.
And at Forkfest, you don't have to pay for stuff you don't like. You only pay for the services that you want.
Yeah, I don't know. I bought a ticket for Porkfest last year just because I like it that they're there, and I like it that they do what they do, even if I don't attend all of their events. But I bought it willingly last year because it was the one year I knew they weren't going to bust my balls about it.
I also bought a Porcupine Freedom Festival ticket last year, and that's because I supported their decision to decentralize their festival for the first time in many years. And so I wanted to show my support for that, and I was able to pay in goldbacks, so it was pretty sweet.
Yeah. I bought 4 tickets last year because they were 25% the price.
Huh.
Nice.
Well, I think that it's happening again this year, the Pork Fest. And you can rent a dome during the Pork Fest, too. We'll be there for part of the Pork Fest and all of the Fork Fest.
I love it. Thank you, Stephen Zeiler from AnyPayInc.com and ForkFest.com. There he is. And we'll continue here. Thank you. Yep. We'll continue with your calls. Welcome. You can bring up anything that you want to discuss. And we're going to continue also with this news out of Australia, where news corporations like News Corp, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch, have come to a deal with Google. Google will be paying them for some of their news content in order to have the legal ability within the jurisdiction known as Australia to actually share that content with their viewers, with the users of Google. So it used to be on the internet that if you had content you wanted someone to see, you would get that, you know, put that content out there. The companies like Google, search engines, as they are called, would index your content. And then when somebody was searching for something relevant to your content would show up, and then hopefully they'd click on it. And then you might get some revenue if enough people click on your story and they see your advertisers. But nobody, what you were saying was, that doesn't always work out.
It doesn't always. And, you know, every process is imperfect. I think eventually there will be an equilibrium that works, because, you know, people want to have content produced, and so they're going to find a way to pay for it, or they won't get what they want.
Well, right, that's kind of how I feel, is that we don't need to have the government stepping in here, and I don't think you're advocating for what
they're doing. No, not at all. I think it would be good to have some kind of payment system that underlaid the internet. I think that would be a good thing if it was based on, for example, tokens that were traded for service or something like that. But, you know, that's something you can do architecturally that doesn't, you don't have to do that through law. And as a matter of fact, if it's done through law, then you're pretty much stuck with the first implementation you come up with, which might be crap. You know, so it's much better to have many people trying to do this in many
different
ways and see what works.
Agreed. And that is going to be the trap here, is that they are going to, they put this system in place, and now it's part of the government, which, of course, almost never changes.
It's a stacked deck. It's a rigged game. You can't win against someone that has all the cards.
Indeed. 603-283-6160 is our number. If you want to join us, you can. Especially if you're down under and you want to weigh in on what's going on down there. News sites banned from Facebook in Australia. It's Free Talk Live. The Free State Project has reached its goal of 20,000 liberty lovers who've pledged to move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Perhaps you're trying to figure out what part of New Hampshire should be your destination. If so, consider Keene. You'll find more than 150 reasons to move to Keene at move.freekeene.com. Keene is famous for its historic, publicity-generating activism, as well as being the liberty media capital of the world. It's home to freekeene.com, New Hampshire's destination for liberty activism, news, and opinion. For years, we've been compiling over 150 reasons to move to Keene at move.freekeene.com, where you'll learn about some of what's happening here and what makes Keene a great place to live. If you love liberty, you'll probably enjoy anywhere you end up in the Shire. But do your due diligence first. Please visit move.freekeene.com for the full list of over 150 reasons to move to Keene. That's move.freekeene.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says the United States might return to a sense of normalcy by the end of the year.
These are all estimates, and so many things can happen to modify that.
The infectious disease expert also says the UK COVID-19 variant will likely become the dominant virus in the United States by the end of next month.
The good news about that is that the vaccines that we are distributing now, the Moderna and the Pfizer, work very well against that UK.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is signing a major federal disaster declaration request following water issues across the state. Abbott says the request, if signed, will help Texans apply for FEMA money.
That individual assistance will assist them with funding to restore damage to their homes to the extent that it is not covered by private insurance.
USA Radio News. Life expectancy in the United States is going down.
A new data analysis from the CDC shows life expectancy in the U.S. took a dramatic drop after 1 year of the coronavirus pandemic. A baby born in the first 6 months of 2020 can expect to live 77.8 years, down from 78.8 years in 2019. That's the lowest level since 2006. One of the study's authors notes that U.S. life expectancy hasn't taken that big of a drop in a single year since World War II. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Spring break may be canceled at some colleges and universities, but interim police chief Frank Souza says that's not stopping people from heading to Fort Lauderdale Beach for a little rest and relaxation.
We understand there's a lot of angst to get out and enjoy our beautiful weather and our beautiful beach, but we're just asking for cooperation from our college students that do decide to come to Fort Lauderdale, and we're also asking for some patience in light of the pandemic.
Spring break enforcement beginning Monday on Miami Beach. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
It's a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and we have open phones for you. If you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want to discuss. As Steven Zeiler mentioned just a few moments ago, ForkFest is coming, but we didn't mention the dates. So you should probably make a note, and better than that, contact Rogers Campground sooner rather than later. Book your campsite, your RV site, or your motel room for June 28th through July 4th. It is going to be a decentralized libertarian camping festival, as it has been for the last several years. This will be year number 5 of ForkFest. So come on out and join liberty-loving voluntarists, anarchists, as well as libertarian types at Rogers Campground. It is a great time. I enjoyed it quite a bit last year, and this year is shaping up. I think it's shaping up to be an even bigger year. I mean, it's impossible to really know until we actually get there, because there are no tickets for ForkFest. So there's no way, there's no metric where we can easily just say, oh, well, there's this many tickets sold last year at this time, and there's this many tickets sold this year at the same time. No, we can't compare that. Yeah. So we just kind of have to show up and see how it goes. But what we can look at, for instance, is we can look at what is going on like digital indicators like the chat room, like the Telegram chat room that we have. You can link to that over at forkfest.party. And we've seen new faces coming into that chat room, introducing themselves, saying that they're planning on attending ForkFest for the first time this year visiting New Hampshire for the first time. Mm-hmm. And so there's a number of people that have been coming in there, and it just sort of gives you an indicator that there's definitely going to be some new faces showing up.
Yeah.
And nice. I think that's definitely a good thing. So go to forkfest.party. You can learn more about the event. June 28th through July 4th, that's forkfest.party. And I was able to call this week and register the campsite for Free Talk Live, which I had not yet done. And because I waited, there were the peak campsites, the peak RV sites at the top of the hill. Those were all gone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, all gone. So I had to get a sort of a secondary site. So that's what you get when you you drag and you wait. So check it out, forkfest.party. So right now, over in Australia, Facebook has blocked Australian publishers from being posted on their site. If you see a news article in Australia at an Australian news website and you try to post it to Facebook, it's not going to show up. In fact, if you go to the news publisher's website, or not website, if you go to their Facebook page, there's no content there now. So even their own posts are not showing up on Facebook.
What?
Yeah. So the Facebook ban blocks posts from any Australian publisher being seen anywhere in the world and blocks all users in Australia from seeing any news content, even from non-Australian publishers.
Oh, wow. So it's an Australian news embargo.
Basically. The move apparently caught up.
There are lots of other reasons that they could want to do that.
That Facebook wants to do that, you mean?
Treating people like children, paternalism?
That, or, you know, maybe there's something they don't want people in Australia to know. Maybe there's something happening in Australia they don't want the rest of the world to know.
Well, it could be, but this all came from not a decision that Facebook made, but a decision the Australian government gang made to mandate that anyone posting links to these Australian news websites has to pay the Australian news websites, or else they'll be subject to some sort of liability punishments.
That's assuming that all these entities operate independently, and that's not clear.
That's a really good point.
When you say these entities, you mean
assuming that the people making the decision for Facebook are not the same as the people making the decision for the Australian government, for every other government in the world.
Well, I mean, that may be the case, but then if they were all the same people, then why would...
Maybe they're using robots, puppet theater. I think, is what nobody's trying to say.
Well, no, I'm saying maybe it's puppet theater. We want to create a justification to shut off news to and from Australia, so we're going to dust up this controversy, and that will be our excuse for doing that.
But if that's the case, then why allow Google to pay and show the news?
I don't know.
Well, that's because this is about money.
This is about giving...
That's a subterfuge. Bigwigs don't care about money.
Absolutely.
It's about control.
No, they care about money. I mean, the New York Times, for instance...
LRN.FM.
Dude, and if you do it again, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Okay?
Okay.
So you got to remember, you're on broadcast radio. Okay? 603-283-6160 is the number here. So... anyway, I don't know what vampires. You were talking about vampires. Can you explain what you're referring to?
Nobody said anything about vampires.
Yeah, Stone was saying that. What is that?
Yeah, it's a very long-lived human species that are sucking the life out of the real humans, the new ones, the fresh blood, the young ones.
Okay, do you actually...
You believe these are real?
Believe in vampires? Is that what you're saying?
Well, whether they're real or metaphorical, I think, is relatively irrelevant in this case.
It would matter to me. I mean, for one thing, you know... metaphors don't require garlic.
Okay. So just, I want to try to understand what you're saying about vampires in relation to, the metaphorical ones in relation to these news websites. You say they don't care about money?
Yeah, I mean...
Why wouldn't they care about money? They have to pay their employees to keep operating, right?
It depends why their employees are operating for them. Some of their employees probably just like to kill people.
I don't know if there's a whole lot of allegations out there about news journalists killing people. I mean,
with robots. I mean, we know that the leaders of the Federal Reserve, the United States, whatever they want to call themselves, they use drones to kill people.
Well, they use...
bombs, whatever, you know, they use anything they have, bullets.
But that doesn't have anything to do
anything
with
anything that
New
someone
York
will press
Times.
A button on them.
That doesn't have anything to do with Fox News or the New York Times. I mean, they may be ginning up conflict, they may be, you know, helping the government propagandize the population, but they're not actually directly committing atrocities.
Yeah, I mean, well... If you look at the media as being the entertainment division of the media industrial complex, they're certainly essential to the war machine because they have to sell all of these conflicts. And at some point, you know, it must have occurred to them that their bosses never met a war they didn't like.
I mean, they're part of the war machine, there's no doubt. Yeah. But their part is the propaganda arm of the war machine, not the actual murder arm.
Yeah, I mean, they don't do the actual killing, no. No, just like politicians don't do the actual mayhem that's required to enforce the laws they pass. But they certainly have a share of the culpability for it.
The reality of it, you know, Stone, is that these companies still have to make money in order to
And they
exist.
Take advantage of people's boredness. People are bored, and they can take advantage of that by controlling their attention. If you control someone's attention, you can teach them. You can control
sure.
their minds. You can shape them into whatever type of human you want
Absolutely.
Them to become as
they
an
do
adult.
All of that.
They force them into indoctrination centers, and then they teach them to do whatever they're told by their superiors, the authority. It could be an AI for all we know.
Well, I mean, there are actually like physical places where the news people gather and, you know, produce their shows. But you're right about the other things that you've said, that they are absolutely a propaganda wing, and they are brainwashing people, and they're doing the same thing in Australia as they are here in the United States. But the reality is they still need money in order to operate that propaganda. They need money.
I'm glad you brought that up.
They need money to pay the producers, they need money to pay the cameramen and the editors and all the people that play a role in that production. And if they can't get revenue, then they're going to go out of business. And so that's why they're turning to the government in Australia and demanding that the government provide them with, well, forced extraction, basically, from companies like Google and Facebook, who for years have been linking to these news sites and have been funneling tens of thousands of, if not millions of views and viewers to these news sites. And now they're saying they want money for those views? More coming up. Free talk.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We do have also a chat server over at chat.freetalklive.com where you can sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Steven Zeiler was on the line there earlier. It sounded fantastic. You can sound that good, too. Just join us over at chat.freetalklive.com. That is where you will get the step-by-step instructions on how to join the chat server. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Minister Elstone, Esquire.
And nobody.
And we're talking about a disturbing story out of Australia where they are telling news media, they're telling websites like Facebook, Google, and in theory any other site, I'm guessing, I obviously haven't read the law, but any site that is based in Australia or has Australian users, that if they link to an Australian news website, that they now have to pay that Australian news website. Because you linked to them. So because you did them a favor. Remember back in the old days, the old web links or the web, what do they call them? Web
link exchange.
Link exchanges, yeah, thank you for that. Yeah. You know, way back in the day on the internet, it was like you wanted people to link to you. You wanted people to find your content.
Yeah, it was playful. It was loving. It was something that you do to get satisfied, that you get engagement with your community. You reach out and you engage them, and it amuses you. You feel comfortable among them. It makes people confident adults if they're brought up in this kind of environment.
Where people are linking?
It seems like you've gone a little bit further than I would have to describe the linking process there, Stone. But yes, I would say it was a mutual appreciation society to some extent where you would usually trade a link, right? You found a website that you like, so you link to them, and they hopefully like you back, and they link to you. Things aren't like that anymore. Now they're saying you've got to pay if you want to link to them. And so, therefore, Facebook was just, they just said, no, we'll just go ahead and ban all Australian news sites. Doesn't matter if you're in Australia or you're out of Australia. From here on out, you're not going to be able to see Australian news sites. Now, Google went a different direction. According to MSN.com, the company Google struck deals with Australia's major publishing companies, including News Corp, to pay for some of their content. Google had threatened to walk on Australia, claiming they would shut down the search engine in the country. But ultimately, they didn't. Ultimately, they did exactly what the government wanted them to do. So Facebook is actually doing kind of the right thing in this particular case by refusing to bow down. I mean, they could just go ahead and keep operating and keep posting links, I guess, as long as they don't have an office in Australia. So if they've got an office in Australia, then that gives them sort of a legal nexus within that jurisdiction. If I were them, I would close the Australian offices, post with, and then, you know, keep just letting people post whatever they wanted to their Facebook accounts.
Yeah, I don't know what the impact of that would be legally. That's a an interesting question. It seems like if you didn't have any property in Australia,
what could they do?
You know, I mean, if they were the United States, you know, they would do whatever they wanted to, because that's where, you know, where does an 800-pound gorilla sleep? Mm-hmm. And, you know, certainly we, well, our treatment of an Australian subject, Julian Assange, has had no respect for the fact that he had no
nexus in the United
States. Yeah, he had no nexus in the United States. He didn't. He was not an American. He was not beholden to their government. He was not subject to their laws in theory, but yet he's being extradited here. Where has he ever been to America?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
The Facebook ban blocks posts from any Australian publisher being seen anywhere in the world and blocks all users in Australia from seeing any news content, even from non-Australian publishers. The move apparently caught up some government websites that posted information about emergencies, fires, and weather. The reaction in Australia was severe. The Australian Communications Minister, Paul Fletcher, told the country's public broadcaster, quote, "Facebook needs to think very carefully about what this means for its reputation and standing. They're effectively saying, on our platform, there will not be any information from organizations that employ paid journalists." No, that's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it is Facebook is saying, we're not going to pay this extraction. We're not going to pay this this fee, this demanded fee, this completely arbitrary fee that was cooked up by the Australian government gang in order to simply link to someone, in order to do somebody the favor of exposing them to their audience. I mean, that would be the equivalent of us having to, I mean, should we have to post or should we have to pay Fox News every time we want to share one of their news articles with our audience? Because that's equivalent, you know, the equivalent of what they're saying here.
Yeah, we actually share a lot more information from the article than Facebook usually does.
Yeah, that's true.
Facebook will usually give you one paragraph.
Right, and we are within, you know, under even under the government's rules. Now, I don't know about Australia, but in the United States, under copyright law, they have what's called fair use. And I'm not going to claim to be an attorney or an expert on copyright law, but my understanding is if you're using copyrighted material for the purposes of commentary or for the purposes of news, then you can utilize that copyrighted material for that reason.
Sounds like fair use to me.
Right.
Yeah, or for the purpose of criticism.
Correct.
So
or
really,
parody.
Yeah, so really what they should do is just make fun of every Australian article that they post, and then they, I mean, kind of like they have the fact checkers, only they could just make a joke about each article, and then you'd be within fair use for parody.
According to the story here, in a statement on Facebook on Thursday, the Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison slammed the tech giant for blocking pages that contain vital public information. Facebook has said they would reinstate those pages that were inadvertently impacted. Quote, "Facebook's actions to unfriend Australia
today."
That
wasn't inadvertent, I don't think. I think it was, look what we can do.
Yeah. The bureaucrat said, again, the Scott Morrison, the Australian Prime Minister, said, "Facebook's actions to unfriend Australia today, cutting off essential information services on health and emergency services, were as arrogant as they were disappointing. These actions will only confirm the concerns that an increasing number of countries are expressing about the behavior of big tech companies who think they're bigger than governments and that the rule should not apply."
That's the real thing. It's a question of who has the power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does Facebook have the power or does the Australian government have the power? Well, the Australian government crying out that we can't communicate without you kind of says that Facebook
has the power. Yeah.
So, yeah, but, you know, I still don't look at this as that important because it is an internecting battle, I think, within the organization that is, you know, whatever you want to call it, George Carlin's club or the ruling class or...
the powers that shouldn't be.
The powers that shouldn't be or the powers that be. You know, it's still an internecting struggle.
Facebook had less to lose than Google, which had threatened to completely shut down its search engine in the country. By escalating the fight further, according to Johan Lindberg, a media professor at Monash University in Melbourne, he said, quote, Google also appears to be more in tune with what the community wants and seems to take social responsibility somewhat more seriously than Facebook. There will now appear a void where professional, credible journalism used to be on Facebook, and this void could be populated with misinformation and conspiracy theorists.
Quick, somebody panic!
Google's deal with News Corp is part of its News Showcase product, which lets publishers choose which of their stories are promoted on special sections of Google's apps and search pages. But the arrangements fall short of applying to news stories cataloged by Google and linked to in regular search results, the most popular way currently that people come to news stories online, and something the proposed law would have required if Google didn't strike the deal. So I gotta say, I'm curious to know what this is going to cost them. What is it going to cost to either display the story to the viewer or to allow the viewer to click on the story? Are they paying them per click? Are they paying them just so, sort of a general licensing fee every single year to allow them to share their content? I'm guessing it's the latter because it would be hard to, you know, trust Google's numbers, you know, claiming, oh, well, here's the number of clicks that that we had to you. Although I guess the news provider could check the referrer.
Yeah, the news provider would be able to look at each hit they get, look at the referrer, and probably know, although there are tools that will tear the referrer off. I use some of those.
Stories from the Wall Street Journal, New York Post, Sunday Times, and other News Corp publications from the UK and Australia will show up in special panels on the Google News app, on the search home screen on mobile phones, and on Google News on desktop computers. The deal does not include Fox, according to a spokesperson from Google. It covers a limited number of countries, including Australia, UK, France, and Germany, and the companies are in discussion to expand the program to the United States.
I wonder what they're doing about Fox. Is Fox to be silenced?
I am not sure. 603-283-6160. If you want to join us here, that's 603-283-6160. Take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour number two is coming up. A pastor has been arrested in Canada. We'll tell you about it. So you've heard all 3 hours of the latest episode of Free Talk Live, and you're still hungry for liberty-oriented audio content? Did you know that we have another 24/7 audio stream at LRN.fm? The Liberty Radio Network airs the latest episodes of some of the best liberty-oriented podcasts on the internet, around the clock. In addition to recorded content, you'll also hear live shows like Free Talk Live, originating from our Keene, New Hampshire studio. So listen anytime at LRN.fm. That's LRN.fm.
What if the United States and Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at bainbooks.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.